So we have already discussed the etymology of the term tenet. We discussed how the tenets arose, and we also talked about how important it is for us to study tenets and understand tenets.
오 드제 다 지난기 다드네마 테넷 다드네마 도데베기 다 테넷 투다마시 용데 잠발야 다 칸다 사진 로지 아니 다 드은 로지 드네 칸라야 드시기 두스 다 사지 드은 로지 다 드은 드 칸다 가서기 다 인지 나로래야 다 칸다 아니 세니지 아니 여와지 아니 다시바지 유진데스지 아니 유진진데스지 अनि दामी गिन्दो सुसन ददसिने सजी दनो जान दसिने मा दसिन लेग दुस तिनसा तदिनालो ले लेदे तंगासुगी पेचा खोरा नालो योबा नाजेगी जिसु मेंबा तंगारासुगी फास जुदिन रोजे तिवा तंगरिन रो छेजे अनि गासु खाली जिनानि दुजिनानि गासुगी गां शिशिजी अन चरोसुले जिगी पे अनि गां अनि फे तुतोजी तोने अनि गासु दुजिने Judun Rochin, Tangyeg Maloba some member, and Judun Rochini, and Charanzo in a Dan de Umba delaya, and Tusu Mambuji to stance at the Zambale, Tusu de Tola Mandroji, Charanzo in a Chi Logi Rayagi, or Tendeji Tone, Tangazoya, and it's Hamig Hurubaruchi Gins.
So the Sutra School's tenets is discussed under seven outlines. You can see these at the top of page 8 in your English translation. There's a problem with the numbering there, but the content is correct. Right, so the seven outlines are first, the definition, second, divisions, third, etymology, fourth, way of asserting objects, five, way of asserting object possessors, seven, way of asserting selflessness, and seven, presentation of the grounds and paths. Right, so I'm going to give a brief explanation of these seven outlines, and we will go through the section of the text by way of discussion. Right, so I'm not going to read through every single word of the text. Right, so let us cover this material in a way that is most beneficial for you. Right, and you've spent time to come all the way to attend class. We want to make sure that your time is not wasted. Right? So let us go through this material, in a way that is most beneficial.
Oh, did you that? That among you, Charles Lea, first, just like idea, Karis Lodu Zambalea, Matsugi. Tenet nalo laya tata yujin dozu yujin jin dozu sin dozu sin mambu ji dozu legi yu tsamba laya chidangi nga zogi namba sanji bi yung nalo laya namba sanji bi yung nalo laya ani ji gi ngubu gi netsu nga zogi karsana namba sanji bi chu laya jang yins jang lang yins jang jang dozu gori di yinsu ngazo namba sanji bi chu la ya ani jang ba la ya ta mo ngazo le ki che ju kar cha gar sle du sam ba la ya ji ngu bu gi ne chu de ani ha ko ya de ki che mu shu ji res de yin za chi na gi namba sanji bi chu gi na lo le ya ji chu kan de ji chi ba yin ya cha ma ani ji ji ngu bu ne chu kan la ya de la po sha ji u jang jang res Jugin ngubi nezu kanla mapawi chuchiga yo mares. Ti inzaan pena ngaran sugi tipa chimbu gi denu loba inanda, tipa mimbi gi denu loba inanda, kandar tipa chimbu denu sanamudu, tipa mimbi gi denu sanamudu, tsama ane ji ngubi nezu kanla ya tenla popisha ju jangjang res. Inzaan pena ngaran sugi daja domba shaja tubi gi ane dunenama ane sung ta dajja dunbi gi sun ta ka dan tinju o duzu mangbu ji shi zi ta ngazu pu la ya ani pu ani sun ja nga chul ha zi ta kanta ngazu pu ki nang lu yu de ba ri yu de ba di nang lu la ya ca ma ji gi san je gi sun xia ya gi kanta ji gi ngu bu gi ne zi ten la pa bu xia ji jang jang re si pe na ta ka nang xie gi pe na 다자던바 점된데기 토마 나라서 손에 잡았던바 이나 다자던바 점된데기 토마 나라서게 대지 대지기 추고 먹고 온도 삼발래야 대지기 추고 먹고 온도 삼발래야 덴바시도 마 숨비컵래야 아니 지 람 드브스무지 나자고네 텔파바레스 다 가장에 공도 쉬우인바 나서 주타 운당데야 나서 주타 슬럽도 삼발래야 주타 운당데야 토마 대지 텔파브네 대지 추고 콜로 받아 림바스 꼬네 나서기 주타기 미기 타니데야 드네 춤바레 산지 춤된데기 토마 아니 대지 추고 거비 겁라야 대지 추고 데야 아니 질람 데스니 나자기 토네 텔파바레스 지 람 데부스무지 나자기 토네 텔파바레스 딘자 페나 나라즈기 뎀바지기 아니 뎀바지 마송도 삼발야 도기 나로래야 모레 데바 쳐와라 데바 쳐원 데부다 쳐발라 데바스 이자 모레 데바스로도 삼발야 나서 가르시 우르스로도 삼발야 뎀바지기 성제 침된데기 뎀바지 모레 데바 송도 삼발야 뎀바지기 지 무부네 땅토네 데시 정레스 아니 뎀바지 데마시 우드 삼발야 뎀바지기 쳐와라 데바스 쳐와라 데바스로도 삼발야 디기토네 나라즈기 아니 뎀바지기토네 란라야 드비줌바 람라 럽당줌바 아니 쳐완 데부다 쳔발라스로도 삼발야 아니 뎀부무도 쳔슬라 데바스 디인자 다 간다 산제 쯤된데 추 가지미 가지 숨바이나 참마 지 무비네스 간라 텐라 파바레 디인자 나라서 주타게 나로래야 다른 드네마 사지 던시조 사지 던드 참마 간다 사지 던드 다 간다 사지 던 나로래야 나서 유긴 덧스 유진긴 덧스 망부지래기도 다 참마 지 무비네스 간래야 텐라 파브셔지 장장리스 디인자 나서기 지 무비네스 텐라 파브셔지 장장인자 지 무비네스 간라 도단다 하마고바이나 아니 나서 타투 namba san jebige ani ngaran su ndu dege ani kuni ani kuji gi dani ta kanda ngazu san je chumden de tatu gun jebu de ngazu de shi ora ot ngazu ge ta ti kan la ya ani ngaran su ge ti kan la le tu ya kale ka shi ji res yin za tatu ngazu jebu san je gi ku si la du sam ba la ya tu su sam ma ji gi ngu bu ne su ani lam ji rim ba de dang 我等这个多年人把觉呢，我想就讲讲这意思。第一章，俺那俺说主打讲了呀，我都是俺说给别人说的，俺都是你给全部都吃掉的意思。Right,
so here we are trying to learn about Buddhism, and in order to learn about Buddhism, you know, in the most effective way, we need to understand the presentation of the bases, paths, and results in the Buddha's teachings, right? And all of the teachings that were given by the Buddha, right, are meant to settle upon the reality, right? So how do, you know, phenomena really exist? Right? No matter, you know, whether you're looking at the Hinayana teachings or the Mahayana teachings, all of them, you know, have to do with trying to determine reality. And in the Tibetan tradition, right, we have hundreds of volumes of the translated works of the Buddhas, right, the words of the Buddha, you know, recorded. And the Buddha turned the three wheels of Dharma. Right, and you know, in the first noble, the first turning wheel of Dharma, the Buddha taught the four noble truths. Right, so in this initial turning of the wheel of Dharma, the Buddha presented the four noble truths. Right, and that is really, you know, the basis, you know, of understanding, you know, the basis of you know, Buddhism, and in the three wheels of turning of Dharma, right, we find, you know, the content, you know, for the tenets, the various tenet systems, assertions are really rooted, right, in the teachings of the Buddha, right, and There, in the first turning of the wheel of Dharma, right, the Buddha taught the entity of the Four Noble Truths. He explained the activity that we need to engage in on the basis of understanding the Four Noble Truths, as well as the results of the Four Noble Truths. Right, so in the explanation of the entity of the Four Noble Truths, right, the Buddha explained, you know, the natures of the Four Noble Truths, right, and in the activities that, you know, we need to engage in, it is explained that we need to train in the paths in a particular manner, right, and the last part, the results, right, the Buddha explained, you know, how you know, the result, you know, is to be actualized, right? So in that way, right, all the teachings that were given by the by the Buddha, right, the Dharma teachings, were all meant, you know, to settle upon reality, right? And right, in our section of the text now, we have seven outlines explaining the tenets of the Sutra school, right? So you know, we have sections discussing, you know, objects, you know, object possessors, and so on, and they're all meant, right, to settle upon reality, right, to determine, you know, how phenomena really exist, right. And if you do not understand, you know, this general structure of you know, the Buddhist teachings, right, then you will have you know, difficulty, you know, realizing the final result. Right, so we talk about the final result of the two Buddha bodies. Sometimes we say the four Buddha bodies. Right, so without understanding, right, this basic, you know, structure of the presentation of Buddhism, it would be hard for you to realize or actualize the final result of full enlightenment. Right, therefore, it is very important for us to understand, you know, the procedure, you know, of practice, and to know the stages of the path. Right, so for that reason, it is very important for us to engage in the study of tenets.
I give like example. Pena ngazu ki scientist do ina, ra ngazu ki theory ban do imba ina, theory ba ki thambu kharis na ko jigi jigi shi ngu bujile ya, shi ngu bujile cheba cheba ina. She moved to the Chiba Chiba ina. She moved to the Chiba Chiba ina. Tambu. Koi Carson, Tambu Chiba Chiba. Ani Niba de laya, ko ani Korang Korang laya, da kanda. Ko Chiba Chiba Najigi. You the meats in Korang Korang laya, da kanda. Ani Tiwaji legris. Da Sumba de laya, Cars legris lodu Zambale, da kanda kozui, nazui. Hypothesis in Jiloda or Rindu or Rimdu or Samsangi, and Jinu called a Tobaj Ligris. Ra? And Jelaya and a Tobad Lis Line, Jelaya and a Koranga da Chebachini, and a Pashu Delaya Munetanegi, Chuji Munetanegi, do Sin Korangi, Takanda Tobad Sebaina, and a Takanda Shini, and a Takanda O Neji Oras and Takanda Korans with Sindibagi. Ani sama tu itu jenis tak kanda, waktu neji tak kanda, ngaco neji cie gu dua sen kanda, kau tiang le pahu ora. Waktu nasi gigi, ngaco nampak sange bici gu nalo le, oh pasu pumbare, pasu kawale, pasu ngobore, pasu mudabare, pasu siapare siade, kan le lepas sange ngaco sawan ini pengi maris. Insa nampak sange bici siade, jangan de, dale tinsa baci, dale loja cie baci, dale yang mana tanya gigi, riba gigi ni mana tanya tins. So, we have to do this. So, we have to do this. 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 We have to Tagazi Mubo Mutabas and Kan Low Shiba Sanji, Matsuki Tneji Chiba ina, Ani Matsu Sundos, Takanda Sagu Jurmado, Jingasu Music Nalulea, Chu, Ani Kunchu Bajidan, Tachu Bajidan, Susugi Senlaya, Ani Chi Pengi, Takanda, Susugi Senlaya, Ani Chi Piju, tāne sūsū ki tā jūla ya anī jā tūngi ki tīndē ki pīchū tāng tūngi ji ngā sū anī kāli kāw shūji rīs kēsī tīndē ji mā jāmba yinā ngā sū ki tā kāndā mī tā bācāng rāng rā kāni mā lā bācāng mā tō anī tā kā sī tā kāndā anī ngā sū ki tā pīchū tāng tūyā kāli kāw shūji rīs tī sā ngā sū mī tā bā nā shī ngūne tāne yu tā mī sūsū ki jēba jē jēba yinā anī sūsū lā ya chī ki karīne chī chūde tīnsō bū shēyā tāng tēyīna ya chī ki māngbālā ya chī sūsū pēchū tāng bāyīna ya chī pēchū tāng tūyā tāng karīna āndu sīni chēpā yōrēs wā tīne yīnsā anī pēmīsī wī wā tīne kēchē mūrē dōhās
To give an example, the scientists, they engage in the investigation of outer phenomena. So first, they perform analysis, right? And then they check, right? Whether something exists or does not exist, right? And on top of that, they put forward some kind of hypothesis to address certain doubts, right? And then they engage in more examination, right? And finally, they're able to draw a conclusion. Right, conclusion, that has dispelled the doubts, right, with respect to existence or non-existence. Right, the scientists, they get together and then they settle, upon, a certain matter. Right, so the scientists proceed in that manner. Right, now in Buddhism, we're not satisfied with simply, labeling things, as, a certain object. Like vase, a pillar, consciousness, impermanence, and so on. Right? There is a deep, investigation into how phenomena really exist. Right? So we are not just, satisfied with how things exist on a superficial level, but we scrutinize, the causes and conditions, the results, and so on. Right, so that is the approach in Buddhism. Right? There is, a profound analysis into the mode of existence of phenomena. And it is important for you to engage, in such analysis. Right? Because if you do not do that, then, your engagement in Buddhism will just serve as a course of accumulating some merit, right? But will not really deepen your understanding and conviction. Of the Buddha's teachings, and it will only bring about a limited benefit and use. Right, so for that reason, it is important for us to go beyond the labeling process, right, and really engage in the Buddhist teachings in a deep way. Right, and if we do that, right, we will find that our investigation, right, will be very useful in the future, right, and it will bring great benefit.
Ani umma ba dhichini sirin dhwaya gi, o dhichini cheba yores. Ra? Yinza, ta kanda nga zon dhodebe gi nalu le, chidangi nga zon dhodebe korangi, ta nga zon namju rangri, ani ndogri, ani shidun ndogri es, ta kanda dhodebe de nga zon teba memba res. Kasa nga di nga la ya, hena ya na, maa ya na se ganda, teba chenpo da, teba memba singi untangdi, nye chorang su la, ndeshi jiao yinba. Ndeshi jiao yinba. Tā kāndā ngā sū tēpā chīmbu yīn, tēpā mēmbā yīsā tī kāng lēyā, chidāng yī ngā sū kī tēpā yī kō lēyā, dēshī jēw sār. Tā kāndā ngā sū kī dō dēbī kī nālō lēyā, dō dēbā sē yī, tā chidāng yī ngā sū kī rāng rī, dēw sī lau dū tsāng bā lēyā, chidāng yī rāng rī kāng lēyā, ngā sū ndō bā yī na kō jēshī jēbā shū jīn dō yā yō rēs, tī yīn zāng, ngā sū kī tā umā bī nālō lēyā kō rāng rī dū bī rī bā sē yī, rāng rī yō tāng kāndē kāndē yō rēs, tā kāndā, jiechi jeba shiundwaya yorde, yinaya, ta nga zo kwa debu kuto ni shiba yina, chidangi rangri slodu tsambalaya, ta kanda rang singi de rangda de, ani shiba, ta nga zo namji 삼에 가두는 시디고라 가랑주 시바 생이디 가랑주기 남주기 시바디 변나 미기 시발라바이나나 나이 시바슬라바이나다 가쪽이 변나 미기 시반다고 질 빼자바이나 미기 시바 코랑 라야 제리슬라고레스 다 강다 가서 시바 간대지 임바이나야 시바 참아 가쪽이 컨시스니스 로우다 시바 참아 랑리다 제리 생이티 강노 나로 듀바르 다 강다 라 랑리다 제리 생이티 강노 나로 듀바르 다 가쪽이 변나 Mik Shiba and Ojilabaina, God Devu Ton Shibaina, Mik Shiba Slabaina, Mik Shiba sing is Yinri, Yinri Slow, Yinri Slodu Sambala, Yen Slodu Sambala, Shiba le Yen, Ani Takanda, Ani Shiba le Yen, Ani Takanda, She Yu, Ta Zudala Sobi Chu, Otne Yud Chengejilea, Takanda was Yinri Slower, Da. The Ranris Lodu Sambale, Rang singe the Randa de Sheba Lanju Sheba Kora Rikengi, the Musum Jagorda, Tilaya, and the Rangri Slorda Ganda Rangri Sheba Kora Nyonkengi, Sheba Kora Musum the Hako Kengi, and the Shebaji, Utilaya, Takanda Rangri Slores Yinaya Chidangi Rangri Slaya Delaya Chidangi, Do Deva, Saint Zamba, to the Samagi. Ani chigi tenjuwa dhuzi tsangmagi ta kanda rangri singi rangri laya jido tilaya ta kanda ndejabdan dhawo maare. Tiin zang ta kanda ngasugi chigi rangri singi ta kanda ngasugi sheba ki nalo laya ngasugi sheba ki nalo laya toba jida tomis ta tomis sheba ki nalo laya ta kachang ngoma ngasugi sheba nangjengi Musum, Musung in Alolea, Ta Ambungus, Ichimus, Nejumus, Rari Musum said, Ta Rari singed, Ta Musungi, Ta Kanda Yanlaji, the Chador is. What the day is, Tinsan, Dodebegi, Rari Dogoris, Rari Mandubaina, Ta Kanda, Sheba Koran, Koran Hako King, Ta Kanda, and Sheba Jugun Dulor.
So let us look at the tenet systems as a whole. Right? So there are lower tenet systems and upper tenet systems. Right? And lower tenet systems are the foundation for us to understand the higher tenet systems. Right? So for example, if you understand the Vaibhashika system or the Great Exposition School, then it'll be easier for you to understand the Sutra School, right? The Sautrantika. If you understand the Sautrantika system, right, then the mind-only system, the Chitramatra system, will become clearer and so on. Right? So two systems, Vaibhashika and Sautrantika, right, or Great Exposition and Sutra School, are Hinayana tenets. Right, and then after that, we have the Mahayana tenets. Right, and in the previous classes, I've already explained the difference between Hinayana tenets and Mahayana tenets. Now, the definition of a proponent of sutra, you can see this definition on page 8 of your English translation. Right, the definition of a proponent of sutra is a person propounding lesser vehicle or Hinayana tenets who accepts both self-knowers and external objects. Right, so here we have someone who asserts the existence of self-knowers. Now, self-knowers can be explained in great detail. Right? For example, there is a proof of how self-knowers exist and so on. Right, but we will just explain what a self-knower is in a brief manner. So when we say self-knower, right, it is basically what knows consciousness. Right, because a consciousness, a knower, right, is the nature of the self-knower. So when we say self-knower, right, basically we have something that knows a consciousness. Right. What is not a self-knower, right, would be an other knower. Right. So consciousness is either a self knower or an other knower. Right? So, for example, we have the eye consciousness, nose consciousness, and so on. Right? So, those are other knowers. Right? And an eye consciousness is an other knower, right? Because it does not know consciousness, right? Because it knows forms. Right? So, in other words, what it knows is other than, you know, consciousness. Right, because an eye consciousness knows our forms and so on. Right, so in that way, you know, an eye consciousness is an other knower, right? Because it does not know consciousness, right? Therefore, it's not a self knower; it is an other knower, right? So when we say self knower, we should understand that self, right, in that expression refers to consciousness, right? And a self knower is basically a consciousness that experiences a consciousness. Is a consciousness that directly knows a consciousness. Right? And in the different tenet systems, you know, when the term self-knower is used, it does not necessarily mean the same thing for all the various propounders of tenets. Right? But, you know, in the system, right, we talk about consciousnesses being of two types, conceptual consciousnesses and non-conceptual consciousnesses. And within the non-conceptual consciousnesses, we have four types of direct perceivers, right? We have sense direct perceivers, mental direct perceivers, yogic direct perceivers, and self-knower direct perceivers, right? So in this way, you know, our system here, right, that we're discussing, Sutra School, asserts the existence of the self-knowers, right? And they claim that it is necessary for a self-knower to exist.
I think so is a little bit confused, yeah? Self-knower. Then, if I give an example like, Chidangi, Matsugi, self no da kanda ngatsu mishigi mig sheba gi da kanda ni mishigi chozu thong gor da kanda ni mig sheba gi chozu thong gor da ngosum du thong gor da da ngarang gi mig sheba ngosum du thong gi da kanda sheba ji go du su ro da kanda self no sing the nature da
Right, so you have an eye consciousness that sees a table directly. Right, so right, according to the Sutra School, right, there needs to be a self knower, right, knowing the consciousness.
Pena ngatso ge da tenju an da wo yinba ina. Pena ngatso mig sheba di. Pena mig sheba di ge pasu mi she di ge ta kanda shi ngubo ta kanda chuzu lo soba tongu ores. Ta mig sheba korang togengi ha kogengi sheba ji gora. That the tenju on the car logs loaded some balea. Migi sheba, coron ha cocking is sheba de Kande ha cors loaded some balea. Jambi tabji kanda, and in yuaji, musum tigi, ha cores. Pena, pena cars jabbers loaded some balea. Mazuki da gunga, mazu pulaina, pulaina takanda mazu chiwa or chiwa. Chiwa de carsena, chiwa de gunga. Gunji duzu Gundus Carson called Namji Tamuji Namji Tamu into Zambale, Korangi Sadus in a corn, Kosawala dus in a cozudorda Ra Gunduzuko and Sawal Zu Takanda Kolea Chi Kanda, Ani Kolea, Shualea Takanda Chi Tunoji Puji Takanda Kosawala Zuja Takanda Ko Temi the Jedder Takanda, Temba Mengichin Temba Mengichin Takanda Yaka. Yadu goes to Takan and do dramatic butter, quote Kanda Timirta. Ta Yashani, Yangotsun to Zambale, Takan and Nakal and do down to Zambale, Dugi Daduko, Shuadi, Koleani, Korang Lule, Tushun, Takanako, Timijin, Sawala Didor, Takanda, then do the Daduko tune to Zambale, Kolansa Temba de Sine. Ani Temba de Sine, oh. Nga ane gung tuzu gungki kabla ya o ni lulaya takanda tu 두 슈자 산산기 다 간다 아니 젬바도 소운데 잠발에 다 간다 코 두 코 룰레 두 보바다 두 요바다 티 간다 나차 두 답지 코 룰레 나차 요바 참아 코 뇽고레스 두 슈바데 코 간다 젬비 답지 뇽고레스 어떤 나제기 나즈 미 빼나 아 뜨 나제기 빼나 칼란도 오질 빼잡아이나 빼나 nga 카탄 잠이 사칸 나로론도네 다 간다 칼라베 스빈 용이기 스파이시 푸드 이 잠이 사칸 나로사 버다 스파이시 푸드 네 산에 한 네 사비 까블라 nga 니 조고레 게쿠지고 손나다 마데오드네 게쿠지요 마레 다 다리 니 조고 마데오도다 조고 나로레치 삽샤지오 딩인도다 오 드네지 오 드치니 니 ni chukule chasha jeo dingi o dinde jili do ta kanda o ta dingi son tang du zambale ni tembi gi o kazan o nge jami kala o sani o tig jien jini o ta ngar tar chukul nagi duwasan ta kanda kala saye di teni tig tabji ta kanda nge gi ani ngarangu la ta kanda chi chukul nalo natsa tangay da du zama ta kanda temba tig tabji nyongu reyes lo ta kanda di inzan tu nyongen di Temba tiki tabji nyongu da silo du zambale, nyongken da silo du zambale, nyongken da ngusum res. Inzang, ndo debe ki tila rangri silo da, tu nyongken da, tu kanda, nga zu choku la natsa tanga ki tsua jora, tsua nyongken da, tsua korang nyongken da, rangri res silo da kanda. Otu nangzhen ki, kazan ngi mi ki sheba ki, ani pacho cha lanta uji tongba ina, ओ ने दु थोंसा सासा तरी टेंबेगी अनि मिशी गी थोंग द टें दिग दबजी ता कांदा अनि मिशी कोना गी दबजी ता कांदा ओ ने थोंस सबा नाजेगी दिग दबजी मिशी कोरा न्योंगेगी शिबाजी या ताकर लेगोर ओ तले मुसुम रांडी सिन ता कांदा ओ तंदेन दो जिलाया ता रांडी सिन ता आजो शिबागी मिशी कोना गी पाशु यु थोंस लेदे Mik sheba ki chozo tons ayade pa laba ina le lao doa. Ta mishin korang tongkeng ki sheba de, nyongkeng ki sheba de nga so ki son tangba ina kale kawar de doa. Inzang chitang ki rangri se de nga so kan sheba le lao doa re ma do, kan sheba le lao doa ma do, pa cheba ina kale kawar shio jire. Kale kawu inba karas lo du zamba le, oma tenju ki yung ki nalo le ya, kani ji ki nalo le ya, kanta, Kaiwi ni singi tiki nalu le rangri tiki nalu jabarada. Ka ni ji sila du zambale. Ngazi rangri sila du zambale pa pe rangri se tomba ni se emchi ni se miwa ta du zambale le labu taya do. Tiki za oma tenju e ka ni ki nalu le ka ni ji ki nalu le rangri singi tiki nalu jabarada. Tiki za reshi le labu jadu ya kale kawre. Tiki za ta charansu le toba nao kandendo nus.
Right, so what is this self-knower? Right? It is not so easy to explain. Right, and we can look at the different viewpoints of the various schools. Right, and there is an example, right, that is given, you know, to establish the existence of the self-knower. Right, so basically, you know, there is this animal, right, somewhat like a rat, right, that, you know, is bitten, right, during winter, right. So at that time, you know, it is actually hibernating, right, and, you know, has found a place, you know, under the ground, you know, to hibernate during winter, right, and, you know, it has been bitten, right, and you know, poison has gone into its body, and it basically, you know, has lost consciousness. Right, so it stays there, right, during the whole of winter, right, and finally when the weather becomes warm, right, for example, during summer, for example, and you know there is this sound of the thunder, right, and as a result of this you know sound, right, this animal wakes up, right, and it then recalls, you know, that, you know, it has been bitten during winter. Right, and you know, poison, you know, has entered its body, and it has fallen sick as a result of that. Right? So there is this kind of relation between, you know, the previous experience, right, and the recalling, you know, of that experience. Right? And to give, you know, another example, right, let's say I went to the Chinese restaurant yesterday, right, and I had a very spicy meal. Right? So I did not experience any discomfort yesterday when, you know, I ate that food. Right, but today, you know, I'm having some stomach trouble, right, and there's some discomfort. And then I remember, right, that I ate, you know, Chinese food, and, you know, the food was very spicy, right. So, you know, there is a consciousness, right, that, you know, recalls that experience, right, and you know, that experience, you know, of, you know, eating, you know, that spicy food has to be registered, right, in order for me to be able to recall it, right? So then, you know, the propounders of self-knowers basically say that, you know, the direct, you know, perceiver, you know, of that experience, right, is, you know, self-knower, right? That, you know, feeling, right, is, you know, the self-knower. Because without the self-knower, how can you know that, you know, you experienced, you know, eating, you know, spicy food yesterday, right? So similarly, right, with, you know, the eye consciousness, right? Eye consciousness, right? Eye consciousness sees some object, right? But afterwards, right, we can remember that experience because there was an awareness of the existence of that eye consciousness. Right, so that we are able to recall, you know, I saw this and that. Right, so the propounders of self-knowers then basically says that propounders of self say that, you know, this then establishes the existence of a self-knower. Right, but of course, you know, this self-knower is not very easy to realize. Right, so if you examine your experiences, it is really not so easy, you know, to pinpoint what the self-knower is. And in fact, you know, this topic of the self-knowers is one of the eight difficult points, right, that is, that are, you know, singled out, you know, for a discussion in the Prasangika school. Right, the middle way Kansugan school, Madhyamaka Prasangika school, right, and self-knowing was one of the eight difficult topics. Right, so we can talk about it, you know, as though it is some, you know, simple thing, just by referring to the expression self-knowers and so on. But really, it is not so easy to really experience it, right, and to understand what it is, right, and you know, it is not an easy topic to explain.
예, if you have some idea about self-knower, what do you think? Self-knower, maybe you think, oh, self-knower is kind of this or something. You have some idea? Yeah, self-knower, yeah?
So when someone's meditating and you're practicing mindfulness and like you see the emotions and thoughts come up, the part of the mind that's kind of recognizing that that's a emotion or a thought coming up, would that be the self-knower?
Yeah, actually this is no self-knower. This is no self-knower. Self-knower means which mind, which direct perceiver experienced the mind. Just like my on that time, you during the meditation time, you have emotion, kind of distraction mind. Yeah, this is kind of which mind recognize. It's no self-knower. Self-knower means first, okay, just like, oh, my eye consciousness see this table. Then later, then I remember, oh, my eye consciousness see this table. Immediately, spontaneously, one mind come and understand my eye consciousness, see their table. It's kind of, yeah, self-knower, yeah. Actually, here, also, self-knower is very, very, is kind of debatable. Is debatable and is very complicating because the most usually in a Madhyamika, in Madhyamika school, they have 8 profound topic. Self knowledge is one of these. Yeah, here I just like easy way to explain, like maybe it's kind of example like this some things. But if we talk like in monastery way, it's kind of difficult, even difficult for me. So self knowledge. Usually here we learn in self knowledge. Yeah, self knowledge is really learning self knowledge is. Self-knower is one part of direct perceiver, yeah? One part of direct perceiver. Learning self-knower, those all are kind of for get more experience about mind, consciousness, all part of consciousness, yeah? The most important, we say, oh, if just like if you say, if I ask you consciousness, what is consciousness? Yeah? Because those topic is consciousness, those topic is really, I feel is really important. I don't know how do you feel, you know? Because we are talking about path of sin, path of preparation. We're talking about like Buddha's path, yeah? Also, we're talking about wisdom, yeah? We're talking about yogi direct perceiver. All high level. In Tantra, we talk about generation state, complete state, those all are kind of part of mind. Yeah? Part of mind. First, we know level, down level. What is action of mind? What is object of mind? What is activity of mind? You know, that's why it's really, really important to, even in monastery, first topic, why monk they set up first class for this, for the monk? Because they have to get in other class to study kind of about Buddha path. If you don't know those kind of preliminary, those all are just like we're learning, or self-knower, those all are kind of preliminary. Kind of preliminary to study. Path of preparation, path of sin, path of non-learning, yeah? If we don't know activity of mind, object of mind, how do we know wisdom is consciousness? Okay, if I ask you a question, okay, we're talking about compassion, yeah? We're talking about bodhicitta mind, we're talking about love, we're talking about feeling, feeling, yeah? Is feeling is consciousness or no consciousness? Yeah, feeling is consciousness, yeah? Is love is consciousness or not? You see? Okay, bodhicitta mind is consciousness or not? Compassion is consciousness or not? Oh, yeah, yeah. Bodhicitta mind is consciousness, yeah? Compassion is consciousness, yeah? How?
It's the intention of the...
Understand the object,
yeah?
Yeah, consciousness. Then, if I say like this, okay, bodhicitta, compassion are consciousness because it has object. It has object. Its activity is to perceive the object. Okay, just like we say, consciousness, what is object of consciousness? Yeah? Usually we say nature of consciousness. Usually we say, yeah? Always we say we have Buddha nature. We doesn't mean Buddha in our mind. Do you say Buddha in our mind? No. No. We have nature of Buddha. That means our mind, our consciousness, nature of consciousness is clear. Yeah? Then usually they say consciousness, you should call consciousness clear. There are two ways to explain. Nature of consciousness is clear, and object is clear to the consciousness. Yeah? Then, what is consciousness activity? What is activity of consciousness? Yeah, activity of consciousness is perceived object. If we say knower, it's a little bit kind of, it's knower means something know, yeah? It's kind of perceived object. Activity of consciousness, perceived object. Yeah? Just that's why bodhicitta mind, compassion is consciousness, because bodhicitta mind has object, it has same as activity and object, same as consciousness. Yeah, that's what we say. Okay, then, do you have any self-knower? Some, what do you think is self-knower is kind of, do you have any idea about self-knower, or do you think self-knower is no important, or what do you think? Those usually, because sometimes I just like, I cannot say my way is the best, you know. But just like recently in Tibet, okay, His Holiness start to just like person lay people over 60 or 50 years. They start to learn Tibet. Now in India, a lot of geshe, His Holiness sent back to Tibet and set up those Tibet class, like topic class, step by step. This is what His purpose, you know. It's not for politics or nothing, you know. There's some reason. And you think, okay, I have my own reason why they set up, you know. Then also, in Tibet now, lots of child school, they have really kind of topic class. They study like monk. Sometimes you see, maybe next time I show you the, yeah, just like us, we say, okay, we say, okay, self-knower, bodhicitta mind, no analyzation, you know, no analyze, no man. We just like follow our Buddha's teaching, just like logic. We say, oh, I want to practice Buddhism. Because Buddhism is logic, has reason, evidence. Yeah? It's not like, oh, something is over there, or just like, oh, we say, oh, God is over there, like, oh, Buddha is over there, Buddha give me bless. No? Just not like this. We say, oh, we learn Buddhism, because learning Buddhism is Buddhism's logic. It has evidence. Okay, then the people ask you, what evidence you have? What logic you have, yeah? If they ask you, you know, we have evidence, logic. That's why it's really, because even you learn that kind of this tenet or those, if you read and your mind, your thinking will become logic. It's not thinking, superficial thinking. It's logic thinking, make reason. Yeah, it's very important. So, okay, talk too much. Okay, second, then we say definition, then who self-knower and external object, yeah? External object, ta nga so ki karzana shidan ke lembas la gura. Ta shidan ke lembas la de zambale ya, ta kanda nga so ki do debegi. Do debegi shidens lodu zambale pena ngazugi shidens lodu zamba pena ngazu chotsun da wiji jaba ina di chotsu de kuzo dudan kande ji dugre isin da kanda dudan kande ji dugre ra dudan kande ji den du lodu zambale du duje duje tuman du bale den tu bale yes lor da kanda ra du chara saba dite tuman duba la tene duba insa shigir tenhoz rao kanda shigir ngubo duje ki chiyo tuzo kanga 아니 드체 두몸부 사발에 되는 추바레스 로다 간다 답에나 나조기 가레 sometimes in a, sometimes Buddhism you know is a kind of they do a discussion with the neuroscientists sometimes I just feel like Buddhism when you do discuss with them we say oh Tsongkhapa say this okay Shakyamuni say this is scientists really they show you proof how kind of just like rock how rock is this in this world we say rock is this by cause and condition yeah then they really check in which cause and which condition just like rock is they say rock is this by aggregate of mineral yeah mineral then they say oh there are three types of mineral produce the rock three types of mineral yeah those mineral or those come from they say a volcano or something we say oh now we say is this rock is this then rock has cause condition come from cause and condition but we go further how cause and condition don't know you know yeah just like this so actually here anyway but yeah but sometimes we do this they discuss with neuroscience so but neuroscientists they show you proofs on this external things you know but we have proof internal things that's what we say but okay anyway here external here shidans lodu zambale ta kan duje gi chu pe na chu zu da kan ba da zu chama kan da kari im ba ina ya ani dute sa ba la deni tu ba res lor da kan da du chamu chu chu ya ani sa ba la deni dinde gi tu bi chu ji ko ken len ba in za ani do de be shidan ke len ba res lor da kan da shidan sing gi dinde ji la
So in the definition of a proponent of a sutra, we see that, you know, we have a person who accepts both self-knowers and external objects, right? So what is an external object? An external object is basically an object that is formed, right, through the collection of minute particles. Right, that you can call molecules or whatever. Right, so conditioned phenomena or compounded phenomena, such as tables, houses, and so on, external objects. Right, in this school, because they are formed right from the collection right, of minute particles.
That nena ani ngaso gi ndo de badla ya ta kanza ngaso gi lung gi nda da ani ribi gi na zan ta kanda ni shi go de ta kanda lung gi na slo du sa ba la ngo ban zu gi nda de la ya lung gi na zan ta kanda ngo ban zu sing na lo la ya ta nam ji ngaso gi kar lo slo du sa ba la zu gi na lo la ma je shi ra ko che ba chi ma ro ko nam ji gi ani chi gi ndo de sun sha da ja dom ba sha ja tu bi gi ndo de sun sha papa thumi gi ndre sung sha san da ka da lung do chang chang ji khung tun do ding gi de la ya di ji lang do ding gi de la ya lung gi jin da san da ka da ri bi gi jin da se de da ka da chema den den se chema den den gi na lu le yun du du sam ma la ten yun sam ten la pho sha de ka da ri bi gi go ne ten la pho sha ba yin sa di gi ji san dang gi de la da ka da ri bi gi jin da se de da ga zu ko yi che zang men ba ko gi sum ba de la ya Oh, kog dende ji lao xia, dende ji jie xia zi, yi qie zang mianba, de la ya jie ba jie ne, sanje chumden de jie ba jie gu ru sun sun ba na jie ki de la ya jie ba jie ne. Nga su ki sanje chumden de do ki nang lo la ya, ge long ta ka ke nam ji, se jie da wi se jie de, le ba ta la nga yi ki, lao jie yi gu shi mian sun do. Di yin zang, sanje chumden de ki, oh, nian de re xia, nian de ma re zi sun ba zang mianba, nian ki de lao sun zi, de la ya, yi qie, nye lopa tela ya se chi da sun ji go ne ko che ba che gu res pe na nga su gi se nyo ke se la ya ani chi na ye khe ba dende yin ba ina se la ya ta ka da chi le ba dende un do ina ko se la se ngone ri da mundu se de la ya ta chi che ba la ya se de ko dar 아니 세데 메나로타 어드네 제바 마무치고레스 어드 나제기 다 간다 리비 지나세데 코 코숨마 나지 리도 리미데사 간다 코 지제 양다지 고네 땡라 포네 제바 챙이 디 지나들레 리비 지나스로 다 간다 리비 지나들레 마제 조조 와는로로 와는 와는 리비 지나 원티 디비 지나스 다 간다 롱기 지나스 마제 다 간다 디비 지나노라
Now, let us look at the divisions, right? The divisions of the Sutra School. So that's the next section, the second section on page 8. There are two divisions, followers of scripture and followers of reasoning. An example of a follower of scripture is a proponent of sutra who follows Vasubandhu's treasury of manifest knowledge, or Abhidhamma Kosha. An example of a follower of reasoning is a proponent of sutra who follows Dharmakari's seven treatises on valid cognition. So the first type followers are basically those who rely upon Vasubandhu's treasury of manifest knowledge. And they are the ones who are happy to simply accept things based on scriptural evidence. Right? So if the Buddha said this, right, then they accept this. A Sangha said this, so it is like that. Right? So they do not engage in much analysis, right? They're happy to accept things based on scripture. Now, the second type of followers are those who follow Dharmakari's seven treatises on valid cognition. Right? So these are the ones who settle upon things by using logic and reasoning. Right? They do not simply believe in what has been stated in the scriptures. Right, and their approach, right, is as you know said by the Buddha, right, in one of his advice. Right, he said, monks and scholars do not accept what I've taught out of faith. Rather you should analyze my teachings, just as a gold trader, right, would check gold by rubbing, cutting and burning it. Right, so in other words, followers of reasoning are not happy to just accept things based on faith. Right? So they use reasoning, right, correct reasons to establish a certain conclusion. Right? And they are said to be sharper in faculty, right, than the first type of followers. Right? So in general, we do say, right, that the followers of Dharma, right, are sharp in faculty, whereas the followers of faith are dull in faculty.
Pashiva in a little do. 동반이 있어야 돼. 시에바상 면바, 오늘 전에 델레 제바지, 파스 조아당리 로지, 안 드지나, 아니 편도 지금 두상 두스, 아니 다 미상 로자바이나, 아니 센들레야, 미상지 하고, 아니 과코, 세시말레 미상지 하고, 과코, 든든데 장장선, 야젠로에 지에요 말레스. 딘상코 미상 면바 델레 제바지네, 파스 아니 디즈 하고 다 계정 쉬우지 리스.
So moving on to the next section in the text, we have the etymology, right? So why are they called proponents of the sutra? They are called proponents of sutra due to propounding tenets through following the sutras of the Bhagavan and so on. Right? So this section is easy to understand. You can read it and understand what it's saying. Right, let us move on to the fourth section of the text, which is the way of asserting objects. Right, so there the text says, the definition of existence is that observed by a valid cognizer. There are two types of existence, conventional truths and ultimate truths. Right, so here in this section, we are going to examine the two truths. Right, and the two truths are very important. Right, because you know they are really you know the foundation of the Buddha's teachings, right? And indeed, right, you know it is said in Chandrakirti's text, you know that you know these two truths become the foundation, you know, for one to reach you know the state of Buddhahood, right? And under the explanation of ultimate truth, we're going to look at emptiness. Right, and here, you know, we should have the attitude, you know, of being willing to analyze what emptiness means, without just, you know, talking about emptiness, you know, as a word. Right, so we need to really examine, you know, what emptiness means, right, and to ask questions about, you know, emptiness. Right, if we do that, right, then we will derive great benefit. We shouldn't be satisfied simply with, you know, the name emptiness, right? Because if we do not check what emptiness is, then we will not understand reality, right? And we will continue to circle in cyclic existence, right? In this life, in future lives, and we will not see any improvement, right, in our spiritual development. Right, so for that reason, right, it is important, right, to do a reasoned analysis into emptiness.
Ta kanyo ngoma nge shu sa res. Ta kanda denyi ze kye chenbu yinba. Ta kanda denba ni sheba yina penya kari yore. Denba ni ma sheba yina nimi kari yore. Ani tangbu chona zi dhu ngal lenye ji jabda sa.
Right, so I've talked about this before. Right? It is important to study the two truths. So what are the benefits of studying the two truths? What are the disadvantages of not understanding the two truths? Right? Do you know the answers to these questions?
Demani, why we learn two truths? What purpose of, what is the benefit of learning two truths? What is benefit of learning two truth? What is disadvantage of not learning two truth? What is disadvantage? Things are kanya ngoma nge shuyinba. Uman juba ki nalo la ya. Denyi nawe kanki mishibe teni namto lobe langen shus. Insa denba nyi ki nawe ya da mashiba ina. Ngatso ki tsen dita tseshima kadina kwa 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 barada. Wherever you go, you temple here or temple there, or wherever you go. Kadino kwa koko barda. Deni naya kangi mishibe teni nandu lobe langi shuza. Sanje rangi tachi sunsha ra.
Right, so if you do not understand the two truths, then you will just be stuck in samsara. This life, future lives, regardless of where you go. Right? If you do not understand the divisions of the two truths, then no matter what temple you go to, you will just be still in samsara.
In the deni nawe kangi mishibe teni na dema ni naja na mashiba ina ani ti wangi ani ngaso la ya nyumo cha da ducha kuncho ngaji mambu che de de garwangi chegis lodu samale deni nawe de yabu mashi wangi chegreisen dab de chedan karis lodu samale khatong ye konzab demba tendon demaze konzab gi dashi de nge dashi joimba konzab lodu samale konzab se de lotuba lo tendon ba tuban zemba demba tuban zemba pena nganze otne jira jagi do tinza deni nawe mashi baina Kaduina, any lotuba, or ti wangi, any kanda, any quako, marans of quako de de, carded co was the deni naya masi wangi, was a quako de ores. Odinza, any deni naya, besanje nazi, chimachi masi baina. Oh, gonzo demasing in the neji laudua, dendon demasing in the neji laudas, suzuki senlea. G chatungiji, son tantungiji. Tenele baina ani yabundu has.
So if you do not understand the presentation of the two truths, then you will not be able to put a stop to mistaken minds. And as a result of that, you will continue to circle in samsara. Without understanding the presentation of the two truths, our afflictions will arise continually. Desire, anger, and so on. Recall that previously when we explained the conventional truth, right? We talk about how the conventional truth, right, is really a truth for a mistaken mind, for the conception of I, you know, for ignorance, for self-grasping. Right? So without understanding the two truths, then we really have no way of eliminating mistaken minds. And as a result of that, we will not get out of samsara. Right? Therefore, it is important for us to understand what the two truths are. Right? We should think about what the two truths are and be able, right, to, you know, say, you know, the conventional truth is this, ultimate truth is that, and so on. Right? If you can do that, that'll be excellent.
Things that that deni nae de is a true truth is very, very important. Yeah. Yeah, actually here I'm not giving initiation, okay? I'm here, we're learning. No powerful, nothing, no initiation, no. If you want to give initiation, I can give initiation every day. Tomorrow, they have to start tomorrow. It's no initiation class, okay? Initiation, you just listen and go back home and then maybe you feel blessed, okay, whatever, you know? So... You won't give initiation, I can give since tomorrow start for 1 month. Just kidding. So it's really important, please. This true truth. You know, what is the benefit of learning true truth? Yeah? Advantage of learning true truth, disadvantage of learning true truth. Yeah? That's why here, if you really clear about true truth from this sutra, then you, when you get in Siddha Mantra, it's the mind only school. You will get in deeper, then you get idea. Then when you get in middle way school, it's deeper, but you get idea. Because they, you think Buddhism is complicating a lot of kind of things here to in Tantra, Sutra, Siddha Mantra, middle way school. Why? It's for get us to method to get idea. Is forget idea. That's why they, you know, is kind of different. First, they explain true truth in very easy way, yeah? In just like Vaibhashika, yeah? Vaibhashika explain true truth in very easy way, in easy way, just like example like vase. If you broke vase, you can, which things you can destroy is his conventional truth. Which things you cannot destroy is subtle, is ultimate truth. Now it's like kind of easy, you know. They explain which things you see. Now is in sutra, true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth, is a little bit go deeper. Now they say ultimate truth means all things, all impermanent things are ultimate truth. It's go a little bit deeper. Then conventional truth, which things are impermanent, those all are conventional truth. Or permanent, sorry. Which things are permanent are conventional truth. Which things are impermanent are ultimate truth. Yeah? Now here you see, in this, okay, truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. Now go deeper. They say, what does conventional mean in sutra? What does ultimate truth is different? Here in sutra, conventional truth. Conventional means which, just like, conventional means just like intellectual mind. Okay, refers to the intellectual mind. Okay, ultimate, conceptual mind. I learned from this Lord, he's intellectual, conceptual mind. Yeah, it's conceptual mind. Okay, then ultimate truth. Ultimate means, ultimate, what do you think? Ultimate is refers to the direct perceiver. Okay? Yeah, object can be directly perceived. Ultimate truth. Truth means is easiest. Ta kanda ngatso ki tendang demba se tendang ba se de ngosum ngosum korang ki ngol demba insa tendang demba che konzep demba se lodu sambale lo topa korang ngol demba insa konzep demba as la gores. Ta lo chabun lodu sambale ta ngatso lo ki nanglo la ya sheba ki nanglo la ya. Also consciousness she there consciousness na lu le do ba da to mi ni xi wen du zamba le lo ngo sum sing di kho ngo le den ba ina kan de ji den yi du lo ngo sum sing di kho ngo le ya yu cha ba ina yu kan de cha gi du s lo do ba xi ba ina lo do ba kho ngo le yu cha ba ina yu cha dang kan de ji du s ra ane chonong su gi pen nge thama de le chonong su jwan de ba dang ba ina lo dobi ngo la yu cha de chonong zi gi ani chen zhen jie gi yin dang lo ngo su ngo la yu cha de chen zhen jie gi yin si chen man zhen gi yu si ra
right. So consciousnesses are of two types. There are conceptual consciousnesses and non-conceptual consciousnesses. Now when we examine the two truths, ultimate truths and conventional truths, we say that, you know, ultimate truths are true in the perspective of direct perceivers, right? Whereas conventional truths are true for conceptual minds. Right? So, right. So when we look at this twofold division, right, we should ask ourselves how an object appears to a conceptual consciousness, and how an object appears to a non-conceptual consciousness. Right? So when you have an object appearing to a conceptual mind, right, how does that appear? And how is the object known? When the object appears to a non-conceptual mind, a direct perceiver, how does it appear and how does it know? Right? So my question to you is this. Which of these two ways, you know, of knowing the object do you consider to be valid? Right. So which of these two types of consciousnesses, right, conceptual, non-conceptual, are actually valid cognizers?
Pena nge chorong se lo ba ina. Pena nga zu to ba da to mi shi ba se lo do. Chorong se garil la ya, chen chen garil che ge yus. Ta nga zu ichi ya shu do je lo go ra, garil dang ge yus. Which one you choose, the best, direct perceiver or conceptual mind? Direct perceiver, yeah, why? Yeah, it's not contaminated because it's just like, because conceptual mind is contaminated with some wrong perceiver. In the case of the topaz, toba la yu chaya de ganda 콜로 도바생이 콜로 투바지 콜라 이차들 차당도 그런 다치다 된치 된치슬어도 좀발에 코랑이 도바 코랑이 이차도 좀발에 강차기 유조다 아니 코랑이 나야니드 지나진 나니 차고레스 빼나 나랑서기 나와 치 빼나 치다 오마 치다 오만 디바 나제기 도발에 차고레데 나서 치다 오만 디바데 도발에 치다 오만 나니 차고르다 치다 오만이 이제 차바 나지 치다 오만이 지리베 치다 오만이 지마라 치다 오만이 가서 카카시바이나 카카시에요 치고 나로 오말루 무슨 레고 이 차데 지 로트바 드네 왕기 말이바 코 차데래야 세보 장바 빼나 나와 나이나 나와다 까만 나지 베수수 카카카카 아니 따다 차그리스 디인사 다 간다 뉴시에게 치유도도 삼아 로 무슨 몰라 덴바레 딘자 덴단 덴발라우레 아니 도비기 치유도도 로 군저비기 나유레 군저비 뭐 덴바 인자 군저 군저바 로 도비기 나유 엄 로 도비 몰라 덴바 인자 군저 덴바슬라바레스 어떤데진 되시죠다
So between the two conceptual consciousnesses and non-conceptual consciousnesses or direct perceivers, right? We would say that, conceptual minds, are mistaken, right? Conceptual minds are mistaken, right? Because, the meaning generality and sound generality, right, appear to be mixed, when you mix milk and water, right? And in reality, water and milk are separate substances. Right? However, for a conceptual consciousness, right, which is a mistaken consciousness, right, these two are mixed. Right? Whereas for a direct perceiver, a non-conceptual mind, these two objects, are clearly separate. Right? Separate, they are not mixed. Right? So when a direct perceiver views objects, is able to see its objects clearly. In the same way, one would see like the moon and the stars as separate, right? They're not mixed, right? So in the case of an ultimate truth, right, we have something that is true for a direct perceiver, right? And in the case of conventional truths, right, the appearing object, right, is what appears to a conceptual mind. Right, so for that reason, what is true for that kind of mind is known as a conventional truth.
That the name of the Tendon Demba Delechi Demba Tuba da Rang Sini Tuba Mambu Jidinalo Anne Demba Tuba da Chimambu Jidinalo Shagdo Demba Tuba da Tendamba Tuba Rang Sini Tuba Singi Takanda Mambu Jidinalo Shago already. Tuta Kala and Rodit Zambalea. Mazun Dinalo Shi de Demba Tuba singed Tuta Kala Rodit Zambalea. Oma Baduzo Kala and Rodit Zambalea. Mazu Innis Nishig the T Gaja or Dakanda Yatar Rodo. Tangazu Dinalo Lea Demba Tuba Chi Duche Mutaba singed Sama Tunchil. Takanda Mazu Mutaba singed Shigi Dude Ine Mutaba sing Karchin Shigre. Shiela Guba Kariore Mutaba singing the Matuba Tabaina, Lela Shuji Tongudo in a Mutaba singing the cool Tatombu Ale Dushunazaron.
So we talk about things being truly established, existent by way of its own nature and so on. Right? You can see this at the top of page 9. Of your English translation, right? So there you see ultimate truth, truly established thing, product, impermanent phenomenon, compounded phenomenon, substance, and specific characters are equivalent, right? So, in the higher system, right, such as that of the, middle way school, right, true existence is something, that is to be refuted. Right, so in the proof of emptiness, right, true existence is actually the object of negation. Right? However, in this system, right, they say that true existence, right, and impermanence are actually equivalent. Right? So what is the purpose for them, you know, making such an assertion?
当然了，我是什么记得你这些节目个不记得？就当我那当那个，算当白呢，这就当差不，他差不了个啥境界？差不了，他可是这些节呢，听得着。他讲的，别人我说你拿落了有定义的，工作点不等等点不都是什么定期之类的。他讲的，impermanent没大把，生意那个多，没大把是老子怎么了？但俺吃上是着急当白呢。 If I ask a question, do you understand impermanent or not? Yeah, here usually there are lots of kind, lots of same, what do we say?
Equivalent.
Yeah, equivalent. A lot of equivalent. Yeah, just like tooth easy stand or kind of those all just like equivalent. But when you go next school. It will go deeper. It will be negation of, it will become negation of emptiness. Yeah? Truth exists in midway school. Okay? It's okay. But here we're talking about things, established things, yeah? As we're talking about impermanent, yeah? Now, we know how to say impermanent, yeah? What do you think impermanent? Even we in the In Lauren, you know why here we are talking about permanent? What purpose of talking impermanent? Before I mentioned, yeah, purpose of talking impermanent. Do you think we understand impermanent? How? If you understand impermanent, you're already very high level. It's like intellectually, even it's very difficult to understand intellectually, you know, impermanent. Usually impermanent, they have like kind of coarse impermanent and subtle impermanent. Just like coarse impermanent, we understand coarse impermanent. Coarse impermanent just like destroy the house. Destroy the house or something. Destroy the car. This we call coarse impermanent. We see, yeah? But do we understand subtle impermanent? No, we don't understand. Subtle impermanent. Subtle impermanent means we really don't understand constantly how do we change. It's step by step, you know? We have really strong grasping of self. Permanent, okay? You think I am the Rinpoche as yesterday? No, we already changed, but we really don't understand how we change constantly, step by step. That's why we don't change. We don't know. Yeah, it's very subtle. Yeah, that's why here we're talking about impermanent. Impermanent because you have to think. Okay, you are getting order. Now you have to do something in your life. Yeah? Just like in Buddhism, okay, don't grasp yourself permanent. You are changing constantly. You have to practice Dharma. Dharma is the only thing that you can bring next life. Your house and your money cannot bring to next life. That's what it says. Your happiness is from your mind, not from outside. You know, that's what you have to do. Don't be lazy. I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to do today. You think we are do very perfect, very complete? No. Even we do homework, okay? Do sadhana, okay? Homework. Cell phone put here. You think, okay, we practice Dharma a lot, never change. There's nothing change. No, of course, we no change. We just change body, no change mind. Mind, why no mind, no change? Because when you do sadhana, When you do pray, okay, usually you do sadhana homework. Pray 1 hour, 2 hours. Sit. Cell phone put here, something here. Do sadhana. Talk people. Here, go out, do something. No. We don't do complete, you know. Even you do sadhana, something. Even you do 1 hour pray, okay, half an hour. Switch off your cell phone. Put away. I don't just talk you, I do, really do. Okay, when I do, put away. Cell phone, put in silent or everything. Just 1 hour, make finish. Complete finish. But if somebody, the emergency call you, you have to answer, you know. They just do it night or morning, you know, it's very quiet. Nobody bother you. Then you see, 1 hour, even you do 10 minutes, very completely. Yeah, good motivation, actual motivation, conclusion mode, do completely. Yeah? That's why we know, we practice Buddhism, no completely. Yeah? When you're doing the doing, do something with distracted mind. That's why we no change. Never change. Yeah, that's, yeah, just go here, there, and even just like, yeah, that's what, even you do, okay, everybody like meditation, okay? You do meditation impermanent. This is the best topic. Even Buddha first started to meditate on permanent. Samsara, renunciation, impermanent. Yeah, impermanent. I don't do all this. Because people like, oh, I want to do meditation. Okay, I do meditation, retreat. Okay, some other center, far away, go here to go other. But do, you know, you have time to do. Even just like on impermanent. Yeah, it doesn't mean you go to the other penguin. It doesn't mean it's no good. It's good. I rejoice. Going good, yeah? But also, you like to do meditation because somebody say, oh, we don't have meditation class in our center. Oh, we need meditation class. It's just like do class. This is really meditation class. I'm talking about impermanent. It's just class or do meditation. Just attract people. I don't want to do this, really. I can do many things to attract people. When I do this, okay, I feel no good. Attract people, I can do different puja. Zang, 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 zang. Many puja. I'm a chanting master, assistant in monastery. You think, but I'm no prophet in chanting, okay? But chanting master, assistant, been 6 years. Yeah? Those everything, zang, 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 everything I can do. Yeah, but you can do metta impermanent. It's really important, you know? Is metta impermanent? You know how you change in your life? How is it going on your life? How does it change? And you just think, okay, even just like thinking in your normal life, or what I going to do when I get old, what should I do? What should I do tomorrow, Sunday, whatever, you know? Just this, yeah? If you do something on impermanent, oh, we are going to change. We really have to practice seriously. Yeah, just kind of these things, you know? Then you think about your life, how you be a good person, like, yeah? Is you can meditate on impermanent. So here of kind of equivalent, yeah? Yeah, equivalent, so I don't want to talk those or everything one by one. And also, those all are equivalent. But if you want to go, okay, deeper, you can ask me a question. So you can read. Then next, then we say, is negation and gapa the my.
In the middle of page 9, we have non-affirming negatives and affirming negatives. Those are the two types of negative phenomena.
The gaba da mega slo du sambale chitong gi jela ma ani tuta du sulli undu sambale ta kanda nga zo toni gaba imba da toni mega imba di kola ya ani goden da du mega imba o tu nga sulle jela ya 지나기 가바다 메가 세데 저런서 아디인다고 드라나 야보요 레스 가르스나 나츠기 고덴싱이데 포 노버 투드 나로레 투드 세세션 세 메가 세데 고덴싱이 메가 가바레스 토마니싱이 메가레스 르드자발 데시 조운드자발레 토마니 가자칸레 데시 레게드자발레 안 저런서야 티즈 토마니 칸라야 과 세른로야다 아니 팬도 친구요 레스
So it is good for you to have some idea of what negative phenomena are. Right? And so among the Four Noble Truths, we have the third truth, true cessation. Right? So that kind of true cessation is actually a negative phenomenon. Right? And specifically, it is a non-affirming negative. So when we talk about emptiness, true cessations, we are really talking about negative phenomena, and specifically non-affirming negatives. Right? So if you understand, you know, this concept of, you know, negative phenomena and non-affirming negatives, when we are explaining emptiness in the future, right, we will understand that, you know, this kind of negation, right, or negative phenomena, right, has a certain kind of property, right? So it'd be helpful for you to gain a clear understanding of, you know, what this is. It'd be beneficial when we discuss emptiness.
The wala ya nyandezing godinsing chigdo truth of cessation tla ya ani nyande lache nyande lame nyande ni chigdo o dzu kala nge tizi ta pecha nalu yoba najin de dakale kabure de chono zai ani ngara ngone kan tu du ji chono zai kan pya tu du ji de de ne ga chen bu
res right and you know with respect to true cessations we have you know nirvana and nirvana are of two types there is nirvana with remainder and nirvana without remainder Right, so I will not, you know, explain these by going through every word of the text, but I'll try my best to explain what these are, right? Because it is useful for you to understand these concepts.
Okay, then so everybody go, maybe get some idea about Nirvana or truth of. Maybe next time bring some question, please. True truth. Idea of true truth, something or impermanent or something, true truth, you know, is maybe you go back and write some, maybe some true truth, something, if you have. Okay? Okay, so I want to go somewhere, time. Okay, Ajahn Ji, I need... Ani dende no ya janje tuje
Ah remise tuje na
Ah tuje chi ani jila
asa
next week ya Ale le le ho Ale le dhanda jima dala nyima ke ji res
Ah le le chu yong
ba Ani jila ku ya janje tuzu yo na ani jila ka di na
Lasa
Ah tuzu yo di
ani Ta ke che
Ah tuzu yo di ani translate je ro je ku chi
Lasa
Ani janje
tuji chi Ah do to
我们现在出现的,你们松手背啊不冲松。那是出现的,出现的。那是,出现的。OK,dedication。我刚说这边过于情况的,跟他的王马林中院的,今天是王丁丁家族,下边是第八的,等于给王的,你都到老马上去,你就能多把几张马林。第一次老王国国人就,将就成就人不及,马街。